Chapter 14. It was bright sunlight in the room when I woke. I thought I was back at the front and stretched out in bed. My legs hurt me, and I looked down at them, still in the dirty bandages, and seeing them knew where I was. I reached up for the bell cord and pushed the button. I heard it buzz down the hall and then someone coming on rubber soles along the hall. It was Miss Gage, and she looked a little older in the bright sunlight and not so pretty. "Good morning," she said. "Did you have a good night?" "Yes, thanks very much," I said. "Can I have a barber?" "I came in to see you, and you were asleep with this in the bed with you." She opened the armoire door and held up the vermouth bottle. It was nearly empty. "I put the other bottle from under the bed in there, too," she said. "Why didn't you ask me for a glass?" "I thought maybe you wouldn't let me have it." "I'd have had some with you." "You're a fine girl." "It isn't good for you to drink alone," she said. "You mustn't do it." "All right." "Your friend Miss Barclay's come," she said.
"Really?"
"Yes, I don't like her."
"You will like her. She's awfully nice."
She shook her head.
"I'm sure she's fine.
Can you move just a little to this side?"
"That's fine.
I'll clean you up for breakfast." She washed me with a cloth and soap and warm water.
"Hold your shoulder up," she said. "That's fine."
"Can I have the barber before breakfast?"
"I'll send the porter for him."
She went out and came back. "He's gone for him," she said, and dipped the cloth she held in the basin of water. The barber came with the porter. He was a man of about 50 with an upturned mustache. Miss Gage was finished with me and went out, and the barber lathered my face and shaved. He was very solemn and refrained from talking.
"What's the matter? Don't you know any news?" I asked.
"What news?"
"Any news. What's happened in the town?"
"It is a time of war. The enemy's ears are everywhere."
I looked up at him.
"Please hold your face still," he said and went on shaving. "I will tell you nothing."
"What's the matter with you?" I asked.
"I am an Italian. I will not communicate with the enemy."
I let it go at that. If he was crazy, the sooner I could get out from under the razor, the better. Once I tried to get a good look at him.
"Beware," he said. "The razor is sharp."
I paid him when it was over and tipped him half a lira. He returned the coins.
"I will not. I am not at the front, but I am an Italian."
"Get the hell out of here."
"With your permission,"
he said and wrapped his razors in newspaper. He went out, leaving the 5 copper coins on the table beside the bed. I rang the bell. Miss Gage came in.
"Would you ask the porter to come, please?"
"All right."
The porter came in. He was trying to keep from laughing.
"Is that barber crazy?"
"No, signorino. He made a mistake. He doesn't understand very well, and he thought I said you were an Austrian officer."
"Oh," I said.
"Ho, ho, ho, ho."
The porter laughed.
"He was funny. One move from you, he said he would have..."
He drew his finger across his throat.
"Ho, ho, ho, ho."
He tried to keep from laughing.
"When I tell him you are not an Austrian..." "Ho, ho, ho, ho."
"Ho, ho, ho," I said bitterly. "How funny if he would have cut my throat. Ho, ho, ho."
"No, signorino, no, no. He was so frightened of an Austrian."
"Ho, ho, ho." "Ho, ho, ho," I said. "Get out of here." He went out and I heard him laughing in the hall.